Housing hits a 9-year low, and the Fed gets a new voice. The national median home asking price fell to $430,000 in June, the steepest annual decline since 2017, according to Realtor.com data, nearly a decade without a correction of this magnitude. The tension in the data is constructive. Pending sales rose for a 7th consecutive month, indicating that buyers are re-entering the market precisely as prices fall. With price discovery functioning as economic theory would predict, though painfully for homeowners who purchased at peak valuations in 2021 and 2022. Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh, in his first significant public remarks since taking the position, vowed to hold firm on the 2% inflation target, even as the Japanese yen hit a 40-year low. A weak yen creates deflationary pressure on imported goods in the United States. Cheaper Japanese products flowing into American markets, which complicates the inflation management picture Warsh inherits. Deutsche Bank analysts predicted a sweeping shift in how the Fed communicates under Warsh, anticipating that the detailed and granular communications apparatus built under Jerome Powell, including quarterly economic projections and frequent press conferences, will give way to a more centralized and discretionary messaging style. That matters because significant portions of market trading strategy have been built around anticipating Fed communication signals. In equity markets, S&P futures sat at approximately 7,540, essentially flat following an AI stock sell-off rippling through European markets, reflecting ongoing questions about whether AI infrastructure investment is generating the revenue growth that current valuations require. AMD granted CEO Lisa Su $36 million in equity, reflecting the board's assessment that retaining the executive who oversaw the company's transformation from a struggling chipmaker into a credible NVIDIA competitor in the AI accelerator market is worth the premium. Tesla reported Q2 deliveries as BYD continued to widen its global electric vehicle lead, with Tesla's China market share under persistent pressure from domestic competitors. A report published this week estimated that AI-related capital raising has produced a $1 trillion reshaping of the private bond market, with companies financing GPU clusters and data centers issuing debt at scales previously associated with sovereign borrowers. The environmental cost of that build-out drew attention separately. A report found that gas plants being constructed to power U.S. data centers could produce emissions equivalent to Australia's entire annual output, placing the AI infrastructure boom and the clean energy transition on a collision course the industry has not yet resolved.